More than 100 Romanian immigrants are taking refuge in a community centre today after fleeing their Belfast homes and spending the night in a church following racist attacks. Some of the immigrants' homes had been attacked, and earlier in the week there was an attack on an anti-racism rally in support of immigrants. Independent policy analyst Robin Wilson says the attacks put a spotlight on some of the uglier sides of Northern Irish society.
It's important to recognise that sectarianism in Northern Ireland is only the most prominent manifestation of a wider culture of intolerance in the region. A survey that was carried out a few years ago showed that when people were asked questions which tested their levels of xenophobia, anti-Semitism, racism and homophobia, they tended to show more bigotry in their responses than respondents in 18 other comparator Western countries. So it is a serious problem. And the episode with the Romanians follows another episode back in April when there were clashes between Polish and Northern Irish football fans at an international game. Clashes rather between the Polish fans and the police, really. And this led to attacks on about 40 Poles who were intimidated out of their homes. So this is not an isolated incident, and it raises a bigger problem about the willingness or otherwise of the authorities in Northern Ireland, particularly at the political level, to address this fundamental problem of intolerance.